Deadlines by Grant McFarlane.
I've learned a lot this year. Vaseline is no longer good for lips, nor earbuds for ears, much less talcum powder for chafing in those parts that only our longer years discover do chaff. Standing upright at a desk, mindfully thinking of the present and being conscious of our breathing while wearing smart casual, lest we fail to remember we are indeed at work. Knowledge springs eternal in this year of COVID, this year of WFH, learning maths when pretending to teach, feinting mastery of Zoom and grasping at epistemology, tracking local infection rates and having an opinion on the letter R. Having more time on Google and various social media to revel in the new normal of current don'ts and curious do's, prevaricating from a something we are too busy to remember, while we virtually yoga in the morning, a writing class at night, we barely have the time to decide whether Chenin Blanc is the new white. We drink it much the same, an appetite that started out for want of something better to do, became a crutch during uncertainty, and now just another thing to pursue when working from home. Outside still exists, perhaps more consciously appreciated, seeing friends for healthy walks, remembering how to cycle, doing shopping for the less fortunate, relishing the feeling of survival. Seeing other parents at sporadic opening of the school gates, all sharing their fulsomely acoustic diatribes on the situation through their masks, some sneering indignation at the subjugation of liberty, others more concerned about their health and financial abilities. I just keep my distance, remembering my daily mantra, living in the moment, for I've been taught that's all that really matters. I've learned a lot this year, my eyes unclosed to the endless possibilities of the self without ego, the present, cutting through the spiritual materialism of our world and connecting to the Zen in every living thing. Coming out of lockdown into this new normal, I stand at my desk, dressed in chinos and a white shirt, breathing deeply once again, switching on my PC to see the world through the grains of sand that make up the silicon of its processors and the glass of its screen, on which a message flutters its pixels, revealing a communication, a short, fleeting brief, from which I momentarily shudder. My breathing suddenly shallow. I put on my glasses and wince. My oneness shatters against another's instructions. My feeling of serenity quick to dissipate. A person I'd forgotten lurks within and pays for that without. I sit down on my old desk chair, crack my neck awake, narrowing eyes to a determined stare. I look at the now functional tool of my computer as my ego returns to remind me the old normal in my position of an employee. Deadlines make us do that.